Virtual Community Radio presents
another edition of the show
when we take a look at places to visit
and things to do around the grid
with Caledonia Sky Tower
and Elric Merlin,
where we ask the question,
where have you been? Hello, Callie.
Hello, Rick.
It's good to see you. I believe we're doing something a little different this episode.
We are. Usually we don't cover things that larger SL media cover because one of our goals is to support smaller, more localized endeavors and make sure they get exposure to the general SL public.
Yes, that's our goal. So what changed your mind? Why is this episode different?
Well, on one hand, I have my personal belief that if you cannot break the rules and do something a little different in October, then when can you do that? It's a great time of year for changing things up. And also, what we're featuring in this episode is so very nifty and has so many facets to it that I'm not entirely sure that anyone can fully cover it. So there's lots of room, and it's something fun that as many people should hear about as possible.
Great. So where are we going?
We are going to the realm of Rosehaven, which is celebrating its 16th anniversary in Second Life.
Outstanding. The realm of Rosehaven is a 15-region estate with a mix of public and private spaces. It's guided by Selena Anansi and Sarah Anansi, and it's home to a wide range of fantasy. Their website declares, Rosehaven is a land of magic and dreams, the living embodiment of imagination and creativity, where humans, elves, fae, shapeshifters and other creatures can peacefully coexist among the mist-covered lands.
Our lead to this episode was twofold. A friend of VC Radio, Inara Pei, did a wonderful post on her blog on the new underground in Rosehaven, and we'll share the link to that in the notes for this episode. We also heard about this from Talis Ravenheart, owner of the Ravenheart Museum of Art, Culture, and Curious Things, who is also a resident of Rosehaven and a sponsor of Virtual Community Radio.
I see that Inara's article focuses on the newly expanding cave and cavern system that's growing in Rosehaven. I know that many estates have undergrounds, and certainly this time of year, there are additional ones, caves being a great setting for spooky doings. But this seems to be something beyond that.
Indeed, Rosehaven has always welcomed explorers, and the advent of this underground adds a new dimension to that. The Rosehaven Underground uses an experienced teleportation system to seamlessly connect cave systems all over the estate. So far, they all converge at one nexus or hub created by our friend Talis Ravenheart.
Talis is quick to point out that it's not a personal project, but reflects the work and creativity of many in the Rosehaven community.
The system is growing every day, and each of the caves are built by different denizens of the realm, making this a huge collaborative experience to explore and get lost in. There's a subway entrance in Laudanum, that's a region, leading to the underground. A mine shaft outside a gothic castle on the other end of the realm leads into the tunnels, not to mention a handful of secret pirate tunnels. Each resident participating adds their own style and imagination to their design and then connects it to the Nexus.
There are many ways to enter the system and many places to exit. You never know when the rope on a well or an ornate door at the foot of a cliff may provide access. Once you're inside, you are never sure where the next cavern might send you. Another cave, another region, a skybox destination, or to terrain level.
Explorers can now walk from one end of Rosehaven to another above ground, on horse, by boat on the waterways, or by using the underground. The great thing about this is, I think, the degree of community participation and that this creation can be used in a lot of ways all year round. Rosehaven residents are notorious for their festive celebrations of various holidays, certainly Halloween being prime among them, but these caves could just as easily be rigged for other celebrations, both communal and personal. In addition to the experience, there are a lot of different interactive elements chosen by the residents participating. You never know what you'll find or where you'll find it.
It really sounds like fun, actually.
But that's not all. Rosehaven has a scripted interactive HUD called the Wayfinder that guests and residents can use to navigate the realm. I don't know that it interacts with the underground, though. It can be found at the main landing zone for Rosehaven. There are weekly horse tours there and a balloon ride and trails for people to wander on their own.
That's a lot.
And there's still more.
Really? There's more?
Certainly. More?
More?
You want more?
Please, sir.
Yes.
Can I have some more?
October 1st through 9th, Rosehaven will be holding their autumn festival. And that subway entrance to the underground that we mentioned in Rosehaven Laudanum, just down the street from the Raven Art Museum, is right across the street from the Rosehaven Commerce Coalition Guild Hall, where the festivities will take place. There will be games like pumpkin chunking and knife throwing and a dunking booth and a fantastic corn maze. There will be booths for each of the shopkeepers and the Ravenheart Museum at the festival. The official party to open it will be at 11 a.m. on Saturday, October 1st, with Maximilian Kleen performing live, followed by Mary Burley at noon.
What, pray, is pumpkin chunking?
I have no idea, but I said it with enthusiasm, didn't I?
You certainly did.
No idea, but... I'm just relieved because when we went by there, there was a kissing booth with a horse in it. And I'm just kind of relieved that there's no horse kissing going on.
October is the 16th anniversary of Rosehaven in SL. There will be more events, a costume party on Friday, October the 28th, and lots to see as the residents will inevitably pull out the stops decorating for Halloween. It will be a great time to visit and explore the estate.
I am really excited about the potential of this underground premiering as part of the great anniversary celebration. 16 years, wow. Back when Shawnakee Library celebrated its 10th anniversary, we created the Kalura Glen as a special event venue, and we ended up keeping it because there were so many different ways for us to use it. It wasn't meant to be a permanent feature, but it quickly became one. When we moved to our current home, we planned the Glen into our new home. Anniversaries are really great opportunities for innovations like that, to try new things which may or may not become more permanent parts of what you offer to Second Life residents.
We'll include the link to the Rosehaven website and their events calendar in the show notes to this episode, as well as the link to Inara Pei's article on the Rosehaven Underground. Consider joining the residents of Rosehaven as they celebrate 16 years in Second Life, or make it a part of your autumnal explorations. You'll find the SLL to Rosehaven Laudanum, where the Autumn Festival will take place, in the show notes for this episode on vcradio.org. Rosehaven Laudanum is rated moderate. You've been listening to another edition of Where Have You Been? With Caledonia Sky Tower and Elric Merlin, our regular look at what's going on around the grid.
Have you seen a fun place or attended a cool event that you think other residents might enjoy? Send your tip and the Second Life location to info@vcradio.org. We'll go check it out, and just maybe you'll hear us mention it and you in a future edition of Where Have You Been?
Meanwhile, join us again next time when, once again, we ask the question, Where have you been?
Where Have You Been is a CEH production
for Virtual Community Radio.